from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm starting to hate Josh Allen. I've been one of his biggest fans. Like, I was getting into it with, I guess, Patrick Creighton. Like, he's not a big Josh Allen fan. More so be, you know, on the field. On the field performance. And I was like, I like him, man. I think he's legit. You know, obviously Stephon Diggs helped him and all that. But, he just won't let it go. Like, this whole thing about Stephon Diggs is a problem. Nobody ever blamed Josh Allen.
Yeah.
How come nobody ever blamed Josh Allen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they will once they see him this year.
Yeah. And, you know, the stuff in Minnesota. I mean, I feel like it was real that there were some issues, but I think it was overblown. It's like when they had the fight here and that dude, we talked about it. Posted, hey, there was a fight at Texans practice with Stephon Diggs in the middle of it. Is anybody surprised? Nah, he didn't have anything to do with it other than he got hit.
Yeah.
Then he walked away. So Josh Allen had his media availability yesterday and was asked, well, let's hear the whole thing.
At any point during camp, have you missed Stephon?
I mean, I think Steph's a great player. And what he brought to this team was special. So miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely, yeah, you can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working. And yeah,
I don't know that I'd say miss. Like that, he didn't even have to say anything. He kind of tried to like back out of it or soft pedal it, you know. Oh yeah, he works hard and all that. But I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah, I think it could have been a better way. He could have, I guess, spun it. I guess I ain't really like the guy asking them, "Do you miss him?"
Yeah,
because if he say, "Yeah, I miss the Stephon Diggs." Mm-hmm. Then that's going to sound a little weird.
Yeah.
So I felt like he could have said, yeah, man, I wish him the best. You know, he that was my guy. We made some magic, but he in Houston now. And we got some good guys here. But
I mean, you should have answered the question. That's a good answer.
I know.
That's a great answer, man.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit weird. The guy said, do you miss Stephon Diggs? Mm-hmm. Because it's not like they playing the season right now and he have no receivers.
Yeah.
And he just out there. But – yeah, I think he should have answered it a better way.
Because when you say miss,
I don't really miss him.
Yeah, I wouldn't. He says, I don't know that I'd say miss.
Yeah, that's
pretty direct.
Yeah, that make it sound a little harsh.
That does sound a little harsh. I just feel like, well, actually, you know, he went on, and in a weird way, maybe I'm reading too much of it, was kind of taking a very subtle shot at Diggs also.
The guys that we have in this locker room, very tough, you know, smart and tough. And I applaud Bean for bringing in the guys in this room that we have, because guys go out there and we compete and we work hard. But at the end of the day, we're hanging out in the dorms. We're playing video games. We're playing board games. Guys are going out to eat with each other. Guys are getting along, and it really is a family-like atmosphere right now. And I know we've said that in the past, but I think there's a different vibe at this point with this team, and I think that's a really good thing.
The vibes are good now. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but we've all seen this happen before, and we know how the breakup was over there. And at the end of the season, you know, all this stuff about Stephon. I just feel like, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to, is it week five that they play the Bills?
The Bills here.
They play the Bills here. I think it's week five. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, October 6th versus Buffalo here. You know Stephon's going to have something.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen answered it the best way he can, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think he tried to keep it professional. He tried to get Stephon a little love,
yeah,
but also saying, hey, you know, we got a good group here too.
Mm-hmm.
So he ain't want to really bleep all over the wide receiver room he got right now. But that's kind of like if you, let's say you left the show.
Yeah.
He had a new show and somebody say, do you miss John Lopez?
Yeah.
And if I say, not really miss,
I would be insulted.
Yeah, that would sound like a shot right there.
Yeah, why I think it was a shot.
Yeah, I think he could have said it a little different, but
yeah.
I think the guy asking the question kind of set him up a little bit.
Maybe a little
saying,
bit.
Saying, do you miss him?
But the second one actually kind of hit me even more because he knew it. He'd already known what he'd said.
Yeah.
And he knew that the headline writers were going to have some fun with that. But then he's like, yeah, man, I know we said it last year, but the vibes are good now. I'm like, all right, who are you talking about? Like, who are you talking about?
So how were the vibes, you know,
exactly.
with Stephon Diggs? You know, how was it differently?
Yeah.
That's my thing.
The second one we just heard to me was like,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Even more so because, like, he's saying it without saying it.
Yeah.
Hell, just say it. You know?
Yeah, no, I see what you see what you mean. So once we get a new show in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. if you said the vibes are good.
Less than 2 weeks. August 19th.
Less than 2 weeks. If you said the vibes are good.
Yeah.
That means you taking a shot at what?
At you?
I don't know. No, I'm just playing.
August 19th, by the way, in case you haven't heard. We'll be getting the show going on August 19th. So let's go to D'Amico then. Because, like, everything that we've seen, like, from that fight to his performance to what teammates are saying, Bobby Slowick are saying, we're not seeing any of that or any hit. Now, I know it's early, and maybe by week 12 or whatever, you know, we're going to be going, damn, Stephon, you know, or whatever. But we're not seeing that now.
He's a leader, man.
Yeah.
He coming off as a leader,
mm-hmm.
and that's what this team needed. And you never know. Like, maybe it could be some problems towards the end. I don't know, but I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
I don't think so. The way he came in and at camp and all that stuff, I just think he's I think he's good, man.
Yeah.
He's good
for them.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to what happened in Minnesota or how it ended with the Bills. That's a whole different situation.
Yeah, and D'Amico said exactly that.
And honestly, I think the Bills are about to blow up anyway because I think that head coach is a dead man's walk.
I do too.
So I think coming in with D'Amico and all of these other leaders, CJ, I think that's a whole different situation.
No, I totally agree. And in fact, D'Amico was asked about Stephon Diggs.
When I hear so many stories of Stephon, I don't see him all the time. I see some of them, but I hear so many more of him after practice, working with DBs, working with receivers, talking to linebackers. It's just, that's what a leader is, right? And Steph shows that every day. He shows up every day with the unbelievable energy, right, to him and about himself. Mm-hmm.
I love him.
He brings it, right? I love him. I love what he's shown to our team so far.
But he's a leader. You're saying Stephon Diggs is a leader.
No doubt about it. There's no doubt about he's a leader, right? And I told our guys, like, when you feel his passion, you feel his energy, he sees how much he cares. Like, everybody needs to get that in their spirit.
And we all know people like that. That might rub some people the wrong way with how they're intensely into, you know, whatever it is that they're into. But once you get to know him, you're like, you know, he's a good dude. That's just how he is.
It's funny. I always have friends like that for some reason. I always connect with people like that. I got my homeboy back in Cleveland named Mike Betts.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, you either love him or hate him.
Yeah.
And people always say, man, he just get on my nerves. He just say whatever he wants to say.
Okay.
But I'm just like, I'm actually fine with it. He cool with me. Like, I think he's passionate. He, you know, whatever he want to do, he do it to the fullest.
Yeah.
But some people just get rubbed the wrong way because he speak his mind.
I got friends like that.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden, you know, people go, that's your buddy? Like, yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome. Yeah.
No, I feel like everybody does. Yeah. It's just like not everybody's going to like somebody, but it's just like, we feel different about him.
Yeah. And you also have to know what they are. Like everything about Stephon Diggs, and I'm just going to say it right now. We might get into this a little bit later. I might be pulling for him more than anybody else on this team. Yeah. Just because, like, I get it, man. Maybe he's got some issues. Maybe he's got some problems with some people. But I don't think it's just his problem. And that's why I wanted to play that. I think Josh Allen was as much a part of it as anything.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of people looking from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at how it ended in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Say, oh, yeah, he's a diva. He's a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, you got to actually get the – once you hear and get to know these guys, then it's like, oh, he's not the problem.
No.
Or he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, and you also related – this is what sold me on Stephon Diggs. Nobody's ever going to question, like, John Metchie's character or what kind of guy he is, or Tank Dell, or Nico Collins. And all three of those dudes are like, man, Stephon Diggs is special. He helps. You just heard D'Amico. He's a great teammate and all this other stuff. I'm really pulling for him. Like, I've been very adamant about he's the number one guy. I hope he gets 1,300 yards.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I honestly can't predict the future, but I hope he stay a Houston Texan for life.
Yeah, we'll see
It might be a little tricky because they got a couple other receivers too. But
they
got
to pay him.
Yeah, but I hope he make this home, man.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.